Where in the Bible will I find the Holy Spirit bearing witness with our spirit? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. For who among men knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God none knoweth, save the Spirit of God. But we received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we might know the things that were freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2:11 and 12. The Holy Spirit teaches the alien sinner to hear the gospel. Romans 10:17. The sinner's spirit knows whether he has heard the gospel. The Holy Spirit teaches the sinner to believe on Christ. John 8:24. The spirit of man can testify whether he believes on Christ. The Holy Spirit, through the Word, teaches one to repent of his sins, Acts 2:38. The spirit of man can testify that he has repented. The Holy Spirit, again through the Word, teaches one to be baptized, Acts 22:16. The spirit of man can testify whether he has obeyed this command. If one has been baptized into Christ, that one is a new creature, 2 Corinthians 5:17. He has been born of water and of the Spirit, John 3:5. The Holy Spirit, through the Word, leads one to become a Christian. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God, Romans 8:12. The testimony of the Holy Spirit and the testimony of the Christian agree in that God's will has been done. Hence, as Christians, we do not pray for the Holy Spirit to come. He is here. Neither do we pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That promise has been accomplished. We let the Word of Christ, which dwells in us, be the witness as to what we are to do, and our spirits testify that we have done this. Hence, our spirit agrees with the Holy Spirit that we are children of God. The Christian has been born of the Spirit. He is in a spiritual kingdom. He is a member of a spiritual body, the church. He is governed by spiritual laws. He is influenced by the Holy Spirit through the Word. The vehicle of thought from the mind of the Spirit to the mind of man is words. The Holy Spirit uses words, God's words, speaking to man through the New Testament. This is the way He works.